Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday and time for another slice of fresh bread. Now, last week we covered in the Gospel of John chapter 9, the entire chapter is devoted to Jesus healing a man who had been blind from birth. And Jesus says, I've come into this world to bear the judgment of my people and then to bring judgment against all who stand against the glory of God. Now, he's still surrounded by the Pharisees and by the leaders of the synagogue, and he now, in John chapter 10, begins to teach them. And he uses what the text calls a figure of speech, which actually is an allegory. An allegory is a story that's made up of a collection of metaphors. Metaphors, that is, something that represents something. This is the allegory of the Good Shepherd. John chapter 10. Today, we're just going to look at the first six verses. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Now this figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Well, there's the obvious fact that they don't belong to Jesus because they don't follow him as they hear his voice. The text says that as he uses this allegory to teach them, they in fact don't understand, and they don't follow, and they don't believe. But in this allegory, what Jesus is saying is that there are false teachers, and these are hirelings, these are robbers. They come another way. But there is a good shepherd, and the good shepherd of the sheep is one that comes to the fold, and he calls his sheep by name, and he leads them out. All of those who live in the Jerusalem area would be fully aware out beyond the suburbs of Jerusalem toward Bethlehem would have been sheep that were being raised for sacrifice in the temple, and there would be various shepherds and various flocks, and at night they would bring their flocks together and build a little fold, piling up rocks and sticks and limbs, and they would put the sheep in there, and that way they could all take turns guarding the sheep at night. The next morning when they'd lead them back out to feed in the pasture again, each shepherd would come to the door of the sheepfold and would call out, and the sheep would know the voice of their shepherd, and they would follow him. They didn't have brands on them. They just knew their shepherd, and they followed the shepherd. And that's what Jesus says is happening. The Father has given him the sheep. When he proclaims the truth of the gospel through the preaching of the gospel, when God's word is preached and when the gospel is declared, Jesus himself begins to speak to the heart of the sheep. That's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of Christ. His sheep know his voice, and Jesus uses evangelism and the preaching of the word and the teaching of the word to declare the truth of the gospel. And those who are called by the Lord begin to hear his voice, and they'll follow him. So who belongs to the Lord? Those that follow Jesus. There's two things that are said about those who belong to the Lord. Number one, they will follow Jesus. Number two, they will not follow a false shepherd. They will not follow the robber. They will not follow the thief. No, they will follow the good shepherd who is at the door. Let me ask you a question. Are you making sure that you're under the sound preaching and teaching of God's word? And do you share the good word of the gospel with other people? Well, here's what you can know. Whenever God's word is preached in the power of the Spirit of God and faithful to his word, then Jesus himself begins to speak to the hearts of his people, and his sheep follow him. So, do you follow the true teaching of God's word? Do you seek it out? Do you hunger for it? And when you hear it, does it fix you on Jesus and you follow him? And then that in turn begins to inoculate you so that you're not prey for the false teacher and for the robber and for the thief who comes up another way with another message. You won't follow their voice. You'll follow the voice of Jesus. So for all of the pastors and teachers and Christians, share the word of God. Preach the word of God. Jesus will own it to call his people to himself. Then here's what you do. Always listen to the preaching and teaching of the word that's faithful. But fix your eyes on Jesus and follow him. And once he has gathered all of his own, he'll come again for them. And they'll follow him into a new heavens and a new earth. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.